For tonight's show, I wanted to use the opportunity to go over a little bit of a sugya that we learned in the Kol Hazman, and there was a few nekudas that wanted to clarify, and it's very nigel. Halacha Maaseh, a very interesting case and sugya. We'll try to bring it out in the time we have as clearly as we can. So the shiloh is, can a person have freshly brewed coffee on Shabbos? What could they do? They have their trusty coffee that they have every morning, and they have their coffee machine, and they put the water and the coffee beans, coffee grinds, everything in the machine, set up the machine, put on a timer that it should go off Shabbos morning, and then they'll have the fresh coffee on Shabbos, so that this way they don't have to suffer through instant coffee, you know, once a week, and they could have this coffee on Shabbos as well. That's the shiloh. So I will be, and who then, if you have a bread machine, you could really theoretically set up, you should put into the machine all the ingredients, and you have fresh challah for Shabbos also, theoretically, similar thing you could do. So I will be makdim that Ramosha Feinstein, the Gris Moshe, Ramosha writes that this is Zilzal Shabbos, and Avada, you can't do this, you can't set up that something should be cooked using a timer in such a way to make a malacha happen on Shabbos. Is a big zilzul to Shabbos, and it's probably included in the Isra of Amir al-Nachri. It's like Amir al-Akum. You're asked, how could it be worse? You yourself are doing it. Why is it worse than asking a goy to do it? And even though there's sugyas in the first parak of Shabbos that discuss setting up malachas happening on Shabbos, this is different. And therefore, he says, Avada, you cannot do this. It's a zilzul Shabbos, a bizayin to Shabbos. But what I wanted to discuss maybe is a little more technical. In the sugya itself, so I'm not advising it, based on Ramosha. Let's be mocked in that. However, just to get down into the sugya, to use it as an example, to understand.
Ramosha is different than using a timer?
It's talking about using a timer, but. Yeah, because this is more creating something new. You know. The place can bring out much starker, it got to be this thing. But some people only bring it like I'll be this type of thing. Like the Minchas Yitzchak says it like I'll be this. So, but in terms of the sugya itself, leaving that aside, would it be motaras? So the emes is like this: is that there's really four things that we have to discuss in order to really understand the Shabbos. The first one is that you know you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So. First, we would have to get over the Issa Derais of Bishul. So is it a problem to set up that you're doing Bishul on Shabbos that we're going to assume is not a problem? It'll be like setting a trap before Shabbos. And you're allowed to set up a scenario, leaving Ramosha's Svar aside, that it would cook on Shabbos. Okay. But as we all are familiar, there are, besides cooking on Shabbos, when we're not dealing with the actual Issa Derais of cooking on Shabbos, there are three Issurim Derabanan that related to this issue. The first issue is that there's an Isser, we'll explain all three, the Nafkaminas, and then where this is fitted. The first one is there's an Isser of Shehiya. You're not allowed to leave, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to leave uncooked food on an open fire on Shabbos. So if you have an open fire, you just put up the food, and it's not even cooked at all, it's not even a third or a half cooked, and you just want to put the chal on top, you're running late, and you put up the chal right before Shabbos, and you put it on an open fire, that is Asr al-Shehiyah. And the way to address the Isr of Shehiyah is once it's fully cooked, or at least half cooked, then it's mutter, or if you put a blech, according to Armina, that would be mutter, because it's called covering the fire, that's mutter. So that's the first Isser. It's called Shehiyah. You did it before Shabbos. You set it up before Shabbos. And once you have a blech, that's fine. Grufo Ketuma, it's fine. And also, according to many poskim, the Chazanish amongst them, I'm saying that because we get that to the Chazanish holds, like the Shittas, that once it's a third cooked, you don't even need a blech. So once the chalent is basically edible, so then you could put it on without a blech before Shabbos, and it's fine. Okay. You don't have to cover the knob. You don't have to cover anything. It's okay. That's the Issa of Shia. There's another Issa of Chazara. Chazara means on Shabbos, the food was on and it's fully cooked, but you're going to take it off to Friday night, you want to take some chalent, and now it's off the fire, So in order to put it back, you also need grufo ketuma, even if it's fully cooked. So here it's a little more chomer, because here, even if it's fully cooked, you still need a blech, you still need a grufo ketuma, you still need to cover the fire, even if it's fully cooked, so you're putting back on Shabbos. And, but once you have grufo ketuma, it's okay. However, there's other halachas, in order to do chazara, and those are the tenai chazara. You need to be holding it the whole time, and you need to have das to put it back. And you can't, obviously it has to be still hot, etc. That's the Isser of Chazar. There's another Isser, which really is the same thing as Chazar, if you don't have the Tanai Chazar, which is Nesina L'chatchila. You're not allowed to take something out of the refrigerator, even if there is a Grufo Ketuma, and there is a Blech, you're not allowed to take something straight out of the refrigerator and put it straight onto a fire on Shabbos, even if the fire is covered. That's the Isser of Nesina L'chatchila. Basically, as far as that's concerned, there's no way out. Once, if it wasn't on the fire before Shabbos and you want to put a fresh thing on the fire, even if it's covered, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Okay? Even if it's fully cooked. That's just an echsin al chatchil. And really, the point is, if you took off a pot and you put it on the floor, you put it on the floor, then you're mevatel the original shehiyah, basically over, and now it's like nesin al-chatchil, like you're putting it on again, and that's why you're not allowed to do it, even if there's grufo ketuma. Okay. So now, if we think about it, you have this coffee machine, and it's going to start cooking in the middle of Shabbos. Right now, it's off completely. So, there's no issur d'orais of cooking. So is it subject to any of these three isurim, d'rabbanan, of shehiyah, nesina l'chatchil, or chazar? Is there a problem with any of these? So, a lot of places can say different things. I want to focus on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish explains this. It's a very important Chazon Ish. How does he explain this? So Chazon Ish says, first of all, to understand one thing, the Chazon Ish says that the Isra of Shehiyah and the Isra of Chazara is true even if you're not the one that did it. The fact that your pot is on the fire is also. So for example, let's say there's a pot, and I'm not, and someone came in, even if it was a non-Jewish person, a guy comes in, he takes the pot from the chicken soup. It was just taken off the fire, and we put it down on the floor, and we can't put it back on. We can't put it back on. Let's say, and the guy would go ahead and put it back on the fire. And there's no blech, but it's fully cooked and it's hot soup, and he's not cooking anything, and the guy put it back on the fire. Okay, so I didn't do chazara. I didn't do anything wrong. The guy did it. So great. I didn't even ask him. I come back in. Great. So they put the pot back on the fire. So Chazon Ish says, you have to take it off now. Because the idea isn't that there's an Isser of the Chazara of putting it on. The point is that your pot is on the fire now, B'Isser. So you have a responsibility. It's your pot and you have to take it off. The idea is... What?
There was a blackout. The fire got cold and now...
Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that. That will be the nafkamina maybe of this
What's
whole thing.
The Isser is
chazar. Yeah, because you were machzer. This pot was not on the pot. It lost its relationship to the fire. It's on the fire for the very first time on Shabbos right now. The Isser, it's muchzer. The Isser, you have to take it off. It's not the Isser of putting it on. It's Isser of having it on. That's how Chazon Ish learns.
And
if it's your, I mean, I don't know what it means, your pot, yeah. So it's not the Maisa Chazar, that's the point. So that's the Chazon Ish holds. It's not the Mir Lakum of it. It's not the Mir Lakum, it's your Isser. So this is the Chazon Ish's Chiddush, the Gabi Chazar, and the Gabi Shehiyah, it's much more Pasha, like that also. Let's say I wasn't even home Erev Shabbos, and the guy put on the pot before Shabbos, and it wasn't fully cooked, it wasn't even half cooked, and there's no blech. So, and I walk in Lil Shabbos, and I see it there. So I didn't do the Shehiyah. No, that's Shehiyah. Shehiyah means it's there. It's also, you have to take it off. That's Chazon Ish holds. Okay, now, so based on that, the Chazon Ish says that if you set up a machine to go on Shabbos, so you put on the pot before Shabbos, and then you put a timer, and then the timer goes on, and the machine goes on Shabbos. So, Dr. Chazon Ish, it's awesome because now it's on. Now here's the thing, is that the Chazon Ish's lashon is very shver, and a lot of people say different things in the Chazon Ish, and after a long time working on the Chazon Ish, figuring out, I think this is the Mahalach to explain the Chazon Ish, and this Sefer, Kitaka brings down, eventually, this is the way Chaim Kanievsky learns up the Chazon Ish. Now, other people don't learn differently, but this is this, I'm saying over this Mahalach and the Chazon Ish, I think this is Chaim Kanievsky's Mahalach and the Chazon Ish. This is like this. It's for sure his Mahalach and the Chazon Ish. That's for sure. So, the Chazon Ish says that which Isser are you over? You put on a food and it's on a timer. Which Isser are you really over? So he says the halacha that he says is that if the machine that you're putting on, let's say the plata, the hot plate you're putting on, is grufok tuma, it's a covered flame, then he says then it's mutter. Then you're allowed to do it. Now, but it has to be grufok tuma even if it's mavushal called tzarkoi. Even if it's cooked, but it has to be gufok tuma. Because in that case, they were matir chazara by a gufok tuma. That's basically his lashon. It means the Chazon Ish is saying something very interesting. He can't be saying it's an isser of shehiyah. You know, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the isser would be shehiyah. Maybe you would say the isser is shehiyah. The isser is that just like you're not allowed to put something on an open fire on Shabbos, before Shabbos, so that it will come into Shabbos, it will end up being on Shabbos on open fire. So too, you're not allowed to put it on a fire which is off right now, and it's going to become on Shabbos. Also, it's also, so Erev Shabbos, you're doing Shehiyah, essentially. Just like Shehiyah would be, that's one way to understand the din. You're doing Shehiyah, you're putting it on Erev Shabbos, Be'isser, because you know that the fire is going to turn on. So since you know that the fire is going to turn on, it's also al shehiyah. Yeah, that would make sense. You wouldn't be allowed to put it on the fire before Shabbos, so you can't put it on a place that there will be a fire here on Shabbos. It's going to go on, even though there's no fire here right now. You could have said like that. That can't be what Chazon Ish is saying, because Chazon Ish holds like Hananya. He paskins that you don't need grufok tuma by mufashal kol tzarkoi. And he says, even if the food is fully cooked, you have to cover the fire. So he's not saying that. I mean, this isn't, but he says... He says, in a mavushal kol tzarkoi, even if it would be mavushal kol tzarkoi, you would still need it to be grufok tuma. So he holds that once mavushal kol tzarkoi, she is mutter before Shabbos. So if the whole issue is because you put it on before Shabbos, you shouldn't have to be covered. It should be mutter even if it wasn't covered.
Is the only problem here making the hot water, or what about crushing
the beans? Well, it's heating the water and then cooking the beans, both. It's to be sure. Yeah, it's to be sure.
Right.
The hot
water already.
Doesn't make a difference. Look, I'll be this. Right. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says, but. Yeah. So you would say maybe it's called Nesina L'Chatchila. Maybe it's like you're putting it on for the first time on Shabbos. It was off the flame. Now, and then you went ahead and made the flame go. What would be the difference of putting the food on the flame or putting the flame under the food? So it's like you put it on the Sinil Chatchil on Shabbos. You went ahead and took the food and put it on the flame. Just like you wouldn't be allowed on Shabbos to take the food and put it on the flame. You're not allowed to leave the food there and bring the flame to the food. So it will be Isra of Nesina L'Chatchil on Shabbos. And you didn't put it there, but it's there, and that's the Chazon Ish. Since it's there, it's awesome. But the problem, it can't be that either, because the Chazon Ish says it's mutter if there's a blech. If the hot plate has a grufok tuma, it's mutter. So you can't be saying it's Nesina L'Chatchil. So what's the Chazon Ish saying? He's saying it's also at Chazara. It's like you're putting it back on Shabbos. Grufok tuma, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. The problem is, that's the only thing that doesn't make sense. I would understand if it's Shehiyah, I would understand if it's Nesina L'Chatchila. Only Chazar. Chazar means is that the thing was on a flame on Shabbos, you took it off to take a little bit, and you put it back. Grufok tuma, it's mutter. But this thing was never on the flame to begin with on Shabbos. So what does that mean? Why is it called Grufok? Why is this called Chazar? The Chazon Ish Mavur, it's called Chazar. So, without getting to bring the raya to it from the Magen Avraham, because it's here in the Magen Avraham, but it seems pretty clear from the Chazon Ish that what's going on over here is that since the whole idea of Chazara is that on Shabbos this thing was already, you know, it was already shaykh to the fire. It was already shaykh, so it was on the fire already. And then I took it off for a little bit and I put it back. As long as it's covered, it's mutter. Obviously, as long as it's covered, it's mutter. So says the Chazon Ish over here, the fact that this thing was on a kira, it was on some sort of heating mechanism, even though the heating mechanism was off, that's enough of a shaychus to this heat that if it ends up turning on Shabbos, it's just like I'm being machzer. I'm not being mechadish anything new. I'm not doing anything new. I'm not bringing it to a new oven. It was on the oven already. The oven was off. Okay, so the oven was off. So now when it goes back on, it's like I'm bringing it back to the heat. So it's like chazara, but it's not nesina chatzil. It's not a brand new thing. And therefore having it on this plata, even while it's off, is like as if it was on this thing going into Shabbos. It was already on the plata, it was already on the hot plate going into Shabbos. And Mamela, it's just like in Mil Shabbos, it's just like you took it off because there's no heat. When you put it back on, as long as it's a plech, it's motor. That's the Chazon Ish. Right, so this is all if you set everything up from before. So L'chaira, according to Chazon Ish, as long as it was Grufo Ketuma, it would be mutter. Because you're allowed to do Chazara, Grufo Ketuma, before Shabbos. What?
Why is it Gar from something cold that came to Chazara? Itself is not
really. Because if it lost its Sheikhs to the flame.
It's not cooked, it's completely different from having the Muslim Bishop. Right.
What?
I mean,
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about mine. But, so, the thing is like this. The thing is that,
to do chazara, doesn't it be fully cooked?
Yeah, because you'd be cooking otherwise.
Right.
But here you're not cooking.
Why?
Because you're going to Bishul. You set it up before.
So
I'll say, the chazara, it's the being there, it's not shahir. It's putting it back, it was there from before Shabbos. It's the cooking, there's no cooking. Now, the only thing you could ask is that there's no Grufo Ketuma, because Grufo Ketuma means I'm not going to turn it on. Here, I turned it on even though it was Grufo Ketuma. So you could say maybe there's no Grufo Ketuma, fine.
Why can't you cover it up? Set it up and cover everything over.
No, say, because the whole idea of covering it over is that it's so covered that I don't care about the heat, and I'm not gonna make it go on. But you figured out a way to make it go on, even though it's covered. So it's a funny Grufo Ketuma. I cover everything and then I plug it in and set up the machine. Okay, I saw someone ask me. Okay, but this is now, Lemaisa comes out. It comes out that so according to what we're saying is that alone that the pot is on a hot plate or on a mechanism that can cook, even though it didn't cook yet and was off, is still considered that it was on for Shabbos. And Memela, if Memela putting it back is just like Chazara. So there's a lot of other nafkaminas of this idea. Okay? So one important nafkamina is what you mentioned, is what happens if you're on a hot plate or on a crock pot and the fire goes out. And then it comes back on Shabbos, right? The power went off. So if the power went off, so it would come out according to this svara is like this: is that we paskin that if you take something off the fire on Shabbos, okay, and you were still and you ended up you weren't holding it, but you didn't put it on the ground either. You put it on a soft, so you put it in between state. It's not the ground, it's like a soft sore key saying, you put it like in an in-between state, you didn't mamash put it on the floor, so you weren't, the halacha is that it's only also if you had das to not put it back on. But if you didn't have das to leave it off, you'd be allowed to put it back on. The only time that's usher without das is if it wants to hit the floor. So come out that this thing, when the power went off, is not called the karka, it's not called it's off the flame, because it's a flame which is off is still shayach to the fire. So since a flame which is off is still shayach to the fire, so memela, this that it goes back on, so it's like chazar, it's Grufo Ketuma, it's mutter. So as long as Grufo Ketuma will be mutter. That would be the halacha in that case, that would be considered a covered fire, and even though it went off, you never took it off, it's still shayach to the fire. When it goes back on, it'll be chazara, which is mutter with its Grufo Ketuma. What?
The worst is no
This is the place that's. The idea is that this is the place that when it goes on, it's mesiaches to this. That That's how the relate mitzad. The only thing is, you would have to know, is that Chaim Kanievsky says this whole svar of Chazanish, that putting it on here is considered on the fire enough that it's a continuation, only works for this hot plate. And it's like as if when you put it on this hot plate, when the fire goes on, it's like it was on the whole time. But the halacha is, if you have something on a real blech, you could take it off there and move it to another thing. So here you have this chap, I'll put it on a turned off blech, a turned off hot plate. Oh, and according to this lumdus, it's like I'm on the fire. And then I'll take it off there and put it on another one, on a real one, you know, later. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazanish wouldn't be mounted that, because it's only enough to say that whatever fire ended up going on, it was like it was on from originally. But you're not going to say that because of that, then it's on, like I'm on the fire automatically. I don't have all the points of being on the fire. This is the Chazanish's, L'chayr, the Chazanish's Mahalach, that he calls, he says that putting on something on a hot plate to go on Shabbos, he calls it Chazara. L'chayr, this is the Pshat, what he's saying, because you're related to it, you're connected to it, and therefore, since even though it was off, it's still considered that whatever happens later is continuation of the original, and therefore he would say it's mutter. But again, like we start off with Ramosha, Lamaisa, it's also to do it out to the Bishul. He says this is Zozov Shabbos. Mm-hmm.